Victoria will become home to one of the world's biggest lithium-ion batteries by the end of the year after the federal government's Green Bank agreed to lend $160 million for the massive storage project near Geelong.
So good.
Romilly Madjou, the CEO of Infrastructure Australia. Romilly, who are they lending the $160 million to?
So let me just be clear that the Green Bank is known as the Clean Energy Finance Corporation. So that would be an arrangement, I'm assuming, between CEFC and the Victorian government. So our role is really, with the launch today of the infrastructure priority list, is really just to highlight the opportunities in the transition with energy. And this is an example of a proposal that would support in stabilising the grid.
So tell us, world's biggest lithium battery. So when we say world's biggest, how big's that?
So as I said to you, this is a issue for when we're talking about the battery. That really is something for the Clean Energy Finance Corporation to talk to you about that. It's something that they've been working with the Victorian government and also AEMO, which is the Australian Energy Market Operator.
So the federal government's lending the state government the money to do it.
That's right.
So you're from Infrastructure Australia. Do you have any expectation that the statement that Victoria will become home to one of those batteries by the end of this year is going to happen or not?
I can't say for sure whether it's going to happen. That's not our role. Our role is really just to acknowledge that this is part of the transition that's occurring in Australia, and these types of projects go some ways to looking at the affordability, sustainability and reliability of our energy grid. And so these types of projects and announcements are always welcomed.
You would have, presumably, Romilly, you would have a list of the most necessary infrastructure projects in Australia. Where does a lithium-ion battery fit on that list?
We certainly do. So today we're updating our infrastructure priority list, and that has 180 proposals on it. And including in that, we look at both economic and social infrastructure. So when we consider economic, and energy would be one of those, we have over 11 different projects across Australia on our list. So thinking about the battery that you've been talking about, that fits under a number of the initiatives that we've highlighted, one being the importance of renewable energy zones, the other one being the importance of future connectivity and reliability, and a further one being around the importance of dispatchable energy storage for firming capacity. So when you talk about dispatchable energy and firming capacity, I'm sure many of your listeners' eyes are glazing over. The importance of that is with these new renewable sources coming online, we need different projects that give the grid firming capacity. So what that is flexible energy supply that can be used to top up supply when needed.
Right,
good on you, Romilly. So, in 1,000 years' time, archaeologists will do a dig and they'll discover Geelong and they'll go, this place has got everything known to man. It must have been the centre of all civilisation because it's a marginal electorate. Right? It's got everything. They go, this is like the Incas.
Well, it's fair enough. Yeah. I mean, they lost a pretty serious bit of manufacturing down there, so it's good news that the lithium's going in.
Right, it's got to go into the Ford factory.
Yeah. Right. That's my guess.